discussing the previous year about some of the halachas of Chol HaMoed, and they relate in terms of the Yom of Levayas and Kavuras. We spoke a little bit about Kriya on Chol HaMoed and about Sudas Avra on Chol HaMoed. So I move on to really to the since the end of that sugya, really the end of all of the halachas of Chol HaMoed for our purposes, and those are the halachas of Avelos on Chol HaMoed. How does Hilchos Avelos play out on Chol HaMoed itself? So there are really two different dimensions of this halacha. So the first scenario that the Mishnah discusses in the third parak of Maikotan, if a person is kovar, it's nesel lefnei regel. If a person loses a relative before Yom Tov, and the avelus actually begins, sets in before Yom Tov. So there, when the avelus begins before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov cancels the avelus. Even though we're familiar with this halacha, not all the Tanaim were familiar with this halacha. There was a machlokes at Tanaim about this. So there was one Tana that maintained that halacha, that Yom Tov cancels avelus, only applies if the person observed the Ikra avelus before Yom Tov. What's considered to be the Ikra avelus? The first 3 days of avelus. Because the Gemara says that the first 3 days are considered to be the days of Bechir, the days of crying. After that are the days of Tanchumim. That's why some have the practice of not being Menachem Avol for the first 3 days. The Shadal, that really applies all the time. But the first 3 days are considered to be the most serious part of the Shiva. And therefore, there's one Tana that says that only if the 3 days were already observed in entirety, and then Yom Tov comes, then and only then does Yom Tov cancel the Avelus. If the person is still within the first 3 days of Avelus, then the Avelus actually continues after Yom Tov. That's one Tana. Not only is that one Tana, that's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Stam Mishnah, like Nachyotah, says. And then the Gemara says, we don't pass like that Mishnah. We pass in, like Abishol, like the other Tana says, that even if a person just really started for a moment Avelus before Yom Tov, so Yom Tov comes and cancels the Avelus. So Yom Tov cancels whatever stage of Avelus a person is at. If a person is in Shiva, then Yom Tov cancels Shiva. If a person is in Shloshim, then Yom Tov cancels Shloshim. The only thing Avelus, Yom Tov can cancel is Yud Beis Chodesh, otherwise there would never be a Yud Beis Chodesh, obviously. So the fact that was discussed, the halachas of Avelus on Chol HaMoed, so obviously aren't going to apply under these circumstances. If the person started off the Avelus before Yom Tov, there's not enough money for Chol HaMoed. I mean, there's Shloshim or Chol HaMoed, there's Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, whatever. But in terms of the Ikra Avelus, in terms of Shiva, so you're not going to have a situation of Shiva on even coinciding with Yom Tov, because Yom Tov has already canceled the Shiva. The reason why the Yom Tov canceled the Shiva, the Gemara says in my Kotan, Dr. Dowd, is based on Simchas Yom Tov. That since Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah that applies to all of Klal Yisrael, Avelus is only a private mitzvah. So the mitzvah of all Klal Yisrael is deich, overrides the private obligation of Avelus. But when do you have a situation where there is, in a sense, a collision between Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and Avelus? That's what the halacha speaks about, a kovar meisa beregel. If a person buries his meis, somebody dies on Yom Tov, or somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, so now the question becomes, Yom Tov did not have the ability to cancel the avelus, and in fact the avelus was put off until after Yom Tov. To observe the avelus literally on Yom Tov is out of the question, because of Simchas Yom Tov. So now you have a strange situation, the kovar meisa beregel, the person who buries his dead on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, and the Ika Shiva, the counting of Shiva, is going to begin after Yom Tov is over. What is this person's status on Chol HaMoed? A little bit of a limbo. He's not quite an Avel. On the other hand, he hasn't observed the Avelus yet. So what is that status of that individual? That's what we'll begin to discuss a little bit now. How does Chol HaMoed, how does Yom Tov interact with this limbo state of Avelus? So this is a major machlokes in the Rishonim, in the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the status of such a person? Kovar makes of a regel. So the Rambam's opinion is that a kovar makes of a regel is literally in limbo, in the sense that he's nothing, that there's no avelus whatsoever on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. The mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov overrides Hilchos Avelus, and the person is not an avel b'chlal. Everything is pushed off until after Yom Tov. That's why, according to the Rambam, all the halachas that we normally associate with Shiva, none of them apply. So the person can learn on Yom Tov, he can learn on Chol HaMoed. First, he could take a shower on Chol HaMoed. Whatever he would normally do on a regular Chol HaMoed, he would be permitted to do, because the avelus hasn't started. He just came back from the basic forest 10 minutes ago. Doesn't matter, according to the Rambam. Soon, because Yom Tov puts on all freezes everything. Everything is pushed off until afterwards. This is the Shita Sir Rambam, and the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says that when Chazal say that Kovah Mesa Beregel doesn't observe avelus on Yom Tov, it doesn't observe avelus on Chol HaMoed, what that means is as follows. It means he doesn't observe the public manifestations of avelus. He doesn't observe avelus but for hesia, but avelus for tzina, but private avelus, things which are not going to attract people's attention, that the person is obligated to observe. And the Ramban says, we already have precedent for this model. We already know that such a model in Halacha exists, namely Shabbos. Says the Ramban, fundamentally there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. A person is sitting Shiva, somebody dies on Tuesday, and they're sitting Shiva on Shabbos. So come Shabbos, we don't say the Avelus is totally lifted. We say that the public Avelus is gone, but the private Avelus is still there. So the Dvarim Shuvit Sin is still applied. So let's say the person couldn't privately learn, or the person is not permitted to be together with his wife, or he couldn't do anything else privately, which would be prohibited for someone in Shiva. That applies in full force on Shabbos. When we say that there's no Avelus on Shabbos, that means he doesn't walk around with without wearing shoes, he doesn't do public demonstrations of Avelus. So says the Ramban, Shabbos and Yom Tov are not all that different in terms of this.
In other words, when he comes home, he should take shoes off, he should wear the Kriya garment.
In the Ikra Din of the Gemara sounds like the definition of Tzina and Frahesia depends on moment to moment. So it sounds from the Gemara that even those types of activities, which we usually think of as Avelus and Frahesia, if a person is in the privacy of his own home, he's not supposed to observe. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The Ikra Din of the Gemara sounds like that the Ovel, when he comes back from Shul Shabbos morning, he should not take off his shoes. He should not walk around like an Ovel. The Minhag is not that way. The Poskim have read it over that people don't do that. It's unclear why exactly people don't do that. The Minhag is not that way. That's what nobody does. But if you look at the Gemara Moed Katan, that's what it sounds like.
Doesn't Yom Tov have an additional individual simcha?
Oh, so you've already been convinced by Tosfos. Tosfos already convinced you that there's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Tov, which doesn't exist on Shabbos, and therefore you can't compare the two.
But it's a simcha on Yom Tov, it's an individual. Shabbos has its own kedusha, which is imbued by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to add a certain level of simcha that we have to do.
Okay. So Henry's thinking along the lines of the Bali Tosfos. Tosfos presents that chiluk. Tosfos says that Shabbos and Yom Tov none do with each other. Shabbos is his own egg and Yom Tov is Simcha, and you can't bring rice on it, but the Ramban doesn't sound that way. The Ramban sounds like the Shabbos and Yom Tov are basically the same. The Ramban may even hold there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos. The Rabbi Shon will say there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos. Actually, I spoke about this, so I'm one of the chips. I spoke about it in Poland, so I spoke in the Ramah Shul, so I spoke about the Shiloh getting married on Shabbos. Because the shalom happened in the Ramah Shul. There was supposed to be a wedding on Friday afternoon, then it got pushed off, and they had to be in Masada Kedushin on Friday night, and the Machlokes Rabbi Shonim, if and when. You ever allowed to be in Masada Kedushin on Friday night? So the Ramah, the famous Shuvah, where he talks about exactly what happened. So that shalom happened, Mamash in Krakow, on the Ramah Shul, so I told over the story, and we spoke about it for about 20 minutes in Krakow. But there was a whole second half of that shiur about Eim Avin Simcha V'Simcha, some of the things that we spoke about how to get married on Shabbos. Forget about Kazeris, you make them to write the Ksuba, and other Yisum, the Rabbanon. Is there a more serious problem of the Issa Deraisa of Eim Avin Simcha V'Simcha, just because you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov? So we didn't have enough time in Krakow to speak about that angle of the Shiloh, but the boys still wanted to hear the shiur. So I said it on the bus. So I said that from Krakow to Ger. So I said it's a 4-hour bus ride. It didn't take me 4 hours to say a shiur. But for about another 40 minutes, I spoke about that. But the problem with that shiur is that shiur is not on tape. Because I had it was my fault, I put the tape recorder in the suitcase, and it was underneath the bus, and then on the way, we were driving up the highway in Poland, the guys wanted another shia, so it was hard to stop the bus driver to get to retrieve the recorder. That was pure Toshimel Pass, so maybe someday we'll have to say that over again. Anyway, so, see that to the story. So the Ramban says that Yom Tov and Shabbos are not fundamentally different from one another in terms of Avelus, and therefore for the person who's Kova Mesa Beregel, so he basically does have Avelus on Yom Tov. The Avelus that he has is Dvarim Shuvit Sinah, not Dvarim Shuvit Frahesia. Even the Ramban concedes that if the Shiva started from before, then it's canceled. That's the famous Rishpaskin, that if the Shiva started from before, then Yom Tov cancels the Shiva. But in a situation where it didn't start, so it can't be canceled by Yom Tov, so what happens to it? What's the limbo status? So the Rambam says the limbo status is mamish nothing. The person is not an Avel Bechlal on Yom Tov, or a cholamoy, according to Ramban, is an oval vis-a-vis Dvarim Shuvit Sinah, not concerning public manifestations of Avelus, but the count of Shiva doesn't start. Shiva does not begin until after Yom Tov, that even the Ramban agrees to. So the Ramban is a strange thing, that he's observing the Isurim of Avelus without really counting off the days of Shiva. And the Rambam says, you don't have that. The Rambam says, that's a non-entity. The Rambam says, either an oval or not an oval, you're not this mixture somehow halfway oval. So the Rav suggested that this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, is really a lumdish machlokes. It's a fundamental machlokes in terms of hilchos avelos. Means what's the nature of the isurim of avelos? You know, we usually think of there are a whole list, 15 different things that everyone that Abel can't do. He can't learn, he can't give shalom, and he can't wash, and he can't tashamit, and rechitza, and nisosano, all the different yisurim of Avelos. So once he'd raise the fundamental chakiras, what the nature of all these yisurim are, do we say that these are yisurim yavam? Like lavim, they're aisa, they're abonim, like yisurim, means it's like you can't eat trace, and you can't eat chametz pesach, and you can't eat lashon hara, and you can't wear shatnez, and you can't whatever. List 15 different yisurim that the person can do. But basically the Torah's law, again, is their eyes, their abonim, depending on the machlokes and the rishonim about avelos in general. Or do we say no, that these different yisurim of avelos make up in a sense a kiyum of avelos? Avelos is fundamentally a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be an avel. The mitzvah to observe the halachas of avelos. There's a positive, a fulfillment of taking on that role of being an avel. How do you do that? How do you fulfill that in kiyum of avelos? You fulfill that kiyum of avelos by refraining from X, Y, and Z. So do we view avelos in the negative sense, in the sense of that if there is sur, there's no mitzvah of avelos. There's no mitzvah not to eat reis. The person sitting back and doesn't eat reis, so as the Gemara says, he gets chak. He works with Burger King, and he really has a taiva to go in, and he kovish his yaitzah, so he gets chak. Kilu, he did a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah. You don't, the guy's walking with the Burger King, so he doesn't say, Hirni Mucham Zum and Baruch Tashar Lashen Yichud, that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of eating kosher. That's not a mitzvah. It's a little bit, it was Zosa Chayat, and it's an essay to eat treif also. But eating treif is fundamentally in Isser, or let's say, not the way Shatnez. So the guy puts on, the guy goes to Sims and he buys a suit without Shatnez. So Hirni Mucham Zum and not to wear Shatnez. So it's not a mitzvah not to wear Shatnez.
No, but if he goes to Sims and he sees a suit that says on the label linen and wool.
So he gets char for overcoming his yitzhara.
No, you're right. He gets char by saying, I would love to wear this. It's a beautiful garment.
But it's not a mitzvah.
I'm not doing because it says in the Torah not to.
He gets char. The Russian rewards him for that, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a l'shem yichra. It's not a baruch Hashem l'kshet v'shalom l'voshanet. So that's the question that Avelos is. Avelos just yisurim be'alma. Or is Avelos a package deal? Avelos is a chalois Avelos. Is a mitzvah, a kiyum Avelos. So the Rav said that he perhaps that's the nekudas of machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam couldn't conceive of a person of Chol HaMoed refraining from certain yisurim. What was on a Chol HaMoed when you tell a guy, you can't be with your wife? We're going to tell Chol HaMoed you can't learn. We're going to tell Chol HaMoed you can't take a shower. According to the Rambam, he's not getting a mitzvah Avelos now. How do I know he's not getting a mitzvah Avelos proof positive? It's not counting towards Shiva. So from the mere fact that it's not counting towards Shiva, you can't have a minyan Avelos, it's not counting towards the days of Shiva. So what should I have to say? You're usur. We can't just pull out at the hat and say, okay, you can't take a shower today. Oh, you can't learn today. You can't give shalom today. It doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, either you're fulfilling the tzuras Avelos, you're fulfilling the mitzvahs Avelos, and counting up the days or not. Before the Rambam says on Shabbos, there's a concept of Avelos Petzira, not Avelos Petzira. But that makes sense, because it counts the day of Shiva. The guy starts Shiva on Tuesday, so he ends Shiva on Monday. Shabbos counted as the Mishnah says, Shabbos is Oilu Vein Amavsik. So Shabbos, which counts as a day of Shiva, so then we can call it a Kiyum of Avelos. You're fulfilling something in Avelos. But Sheinket on Yantiv, if it's not counting, so if it doesn't count, it doesn't count. If it doesn't count towards the Shiva, then it doesn't make any sense to superimpose the Stami Surim in the middle of nowhere. That's what the Rambam Sheik is. And the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban says, well, what's the problem? The Ramban says, you can have the brisket of Menashe, you can have the Isuri Avelos, not the Kiyumi Avelos. It means you're not mekayim anything right now. There's no mitzvah right now. It's nothing. But at the end of the day, you just buried your mace yesterday. At the end of the day, you cover mace of a regel, so then you have to observe the Isur of Avelos. So according to the Ramban, it's feasible, it's logical to observe Isuri Avelos without Kiyumi Avelos. Then the Rav went on to say that this Shaila, the Ram and the Ramban are debating whether it's Shaykh to have Isuri Avelos in and of themselves without a Kiyumi Avelos. Kiyumi Avelos is always expressed by, is it counting or not? Is today the third day of Shiva or not? If it is, then that's a Kiyumi Avelos. So the Rambam says you can't have Isuri Avelos without Kiyumi Avelos. And the Ramban says, why not? You can split between the two, no big deal. So the Rav said he thought that was the same Achlaikis Ram and the Ramban, literally Lishitosam, about what's the status of the Isuri Avelos before Shiva actually begins. So between the point of Misa and the Kavura, so what is the person at that point? So we know he's an Onei, that's the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Bracha says, he can't do mitzvahs, can't have Basri Yayin, etc. But what is the status about the Isurim of Shiva? It means, can he take a shower? Halach l'maisa. Did it only take a shower? Halach l'maisa. can only go take a haircut, can only shave, can only do things that an oval normally cannot do. What is the status of that limbo period between the Misa and the Kvura? So here we have the same exact machlokes in the Ramban. So the Rambam says, there's nothing. The Rambam says, do whatever you want. The Rambam says, Isuri only applies, you can have Basra and Yain and Nitzvahs, whatever the Chachamim instituted, vis-a-vis it only applies. The Ruchas of Eilu doesn't start yet, according to the opinion of the Rambam. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the Isuri of Eilu begins. However, it doesn't count yet. The counting of Shiva, everyone agrees, the Gemara says, starts from the time of Kvura. So how is it possible to have an Isra Avelus without a counting of Avelus? So the answer is, that depends on the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam who says that you can't have Isurim and Cholam Moed because it's not counting towards Shiva. The Rambam looked at the Avelus as a Kiyum of Avelus. You can't have Isurim without a Kiyum. So the Rambam says that you can't have Isurim and Cholam Moed, and you can't have Isurim before the Kvura. They're both the same problem. They're both chesronos of there's no kiyum, there's no counting, there's no counting, there's no isurim. And the Ramban had no qualms with that. The Ramban said, why not? The Ramban looked at Avelus and said Avelus is fundamentally isurim. So, you can't count the days because it's chalavoy, you can't count the days because the shiva didn't start yet, because it's before the kvura. So what? The Ramban says, you can have isurim even in the absence of kiyum. How do we pass the halacha and this machlokes Ram and the Ramban? So we pass like the Ramban on this. In Hilchos Cholamoy, for sure we pass like the Ramban. We pass that there is a Velos of Cholamoy. There is a Velos on Yontif for the Kovar Mace of Beregel. Halacha L'maaseh we pass in that if a person buries his mace on Cholamoy or on Yontif, so then he becomes an Ovel vis-a-vis Dvarim Shabbatina, that he cannot take a shower and he cannot be with his wife. Whatever the Dvarim Shabbatina are, the Parheshi is pushed off, the counting is pushed off to lift the Yontif, but the Dvarim Shabbatina are in full force on Cholamoy. So we accept the Ramban vis-a-vis Hilchos Cholamoy, and according to the Rav Shcheshbon, it shouldn't surprise us, we accept the Ramban about pre-Kavura also. The Ramah, at least the Ramah Paskin, the way the Ramah Paskin is in the beginning of Hilchos Avelos, that between the point of Misa and the Kavura, so really a person shouldn't do those things that an Ovel wouldn't do. The Ramah says he shouldn't go run to get a haircut at that point, he shouldn't go run to take a shower, whatever the standards are for Shiva already kick in at the time of Nis. That's the Pesach of the Ramah. The Shulchan doesn't quote that, but the Ramah does. The Ramah does pass like that.
According to the Ramban, that the Nehuki Avelis do apply in Cholamoy. Why? What is the svara that it's not by Ulaminya?
Oh, so that's the Ramban asked the kasha.
Not a stira on.
So the Ramban asked the kasha. So the Ramban says that really, Shabbos also shouldn't have been on Ulaminya. The Ramban says that if you're not observing the full Avelos, the full picture, you should never count it as those days of Shiva. But the Ramban says that on Shabbos, the Chacham's hands were tied. Because if you're not going to count Shabbos Ulaminya, then you'll never have Shiva days in a row. You'll have 5 days, you'll have a break, then another day. So the count of the Shiva won't exist. That's what Ramban says. Other nights, it was a technical quirk that Shabbos and Yom had to be instituted differently because, in fact, Shabbos is once a week.
What about Henry's question? Why is it my personal chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov doche Isuri Avelos?
Because it's not really a personal chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov. It's Simchas Harabim. So the Gemara says in Markotin that Simchas Yom Tov
is on the tzibur,
it's on an individual also, but it's elevated to the status of a mitzvah shel Rabim. Because it's something that applies to all of Christ. Also, the Gemara says that Yovel Esse shel Rabim, Yircha Esse shel Yochid. Avelos is pure private. And Simchas Yom Tov is something that applies to all of Christ. So that gives it a hierarchy in halacha. That's what the Gemara Markotin Nefi Dala says. That's why, in fact, according to the Ramban, and the way the Ramah Paskins like the Ramban, that the Surim of Avelos really do begin at the time of the Kvura. So the Ramban himself raises the question, what about an Ilus HaSandal? That we don't find, the Ramban says that you have to take off your shoes until after the Kvura. It doesn't say that the Farish of the Gemara. That's the Ramban assumes that you don't take off your shoes until after the Kvura. So why is that? So the Ramban explains, that's a quirk. That's a Yaitim in a cloud. And the reason is, says the Ramban, because the whole point of Adinos is to help the person get the Kvura done as quickly as efficiently as possible. If you're going to tell the guy to walk around in his bare feet, he's going to have trouble. It's going to be hard for him to run around to do what he has to do. So therefore the Ramban says there was a special kula that the Chacham said you could wear shoes until the Kvura. It wasn't Me'ikra Din. Me'ikra Din, you should, the same way you can't take a shower and you can't learn, and you can't, whatever you can't do during Avelos, you can't do even pre-Avelos. Shoes was the item in a cloud, only because it was necessary to take care of the Tzarech Yameh. That's what some folks came on the order of Bizman Hazeh. Awesome, maybe Bizman Hazeh. So Bizman Hazeh, when that's the Ramban doesn't apply, So maybe we should go back to what the halacha should have been, that you should tell the other before the kvura, maybe you shouldn't wear shoes, maybe you should not wear sneakers at that point. So there are different halachic methods. Well, most people do wear the shoes, most avelim do wear the regular leather shoes to the kvura, but there are some who are not for this. And the Rebbe Shech and Rebbe Willis both thought that was a good cheshbon. That this man is there, maybe it's more appropriate for the oval not to wear the shoes, to wear sneakers, because the whole Svarad Ramban doesn't apply. And the Maaseh the Olim, most people are not knowing on that. The Lomdus, why exactly? There's a second day in the Ramban. Yeshua, those who follow the Dominica Olim is that they wear the shoes to the Kvura. But some of Ma'ora, that Chumra based on what we're saying. Anyway, getting back to the story. So we have a basic Machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban, which really permeates all Hilchos Avelos. Hilchos Avelos Yisurim, Hilchos Avelos Kiyumim, does it apply in Chol HaMoed or not? So we bask in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Avelos, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that Avelos does apply in Chol HaMoed, at least the Dvam Shebetzina, for the Kovah makes the Beregel do apply. Question is, what's called Dvam Shebetzina? Let's identify, what exactly do we mean when we said you can't do certain things on Chol HaMoed? So the easy Dvam Shebetzina, those we know. So washing is a Dvam Shebetzina, Tash B'Shamit is a Dvam Shebetzina. Remember once I had a heartbreaking shaylas that a woman called me that she was COVID mesa the regular, I think it was the first day Chol HaMoed, she became an avol, and I think she was going to go to the mikveh that night or something, she had just gone the night before, whatever it was. So I said that now Gavaltik said, now you're a surah for the next week, because that's Bar Shebetzina on Chol HaMoed, and then as soon as Yom Tov is over, she's going to become an Ovel again for a whole week, because that's when the real Shiva is going to be. She's going to become a Surah again for another week. The way her cycle is going to be, obviously, after 2 weeks, she's going to get a period again. She's going to become a Surah Nachamol for 2 weeks. So she basically, between Hilchos Nida of last cycle, 1 week of Yom Tov, 1 week of Shiva close Yom Tov, and 2 weeks of Nida, she ended up in one fell swoop becoming a Surah straight for 6 weeks. It's a quirk, the way it just fell out. So she asked, is there any heter whatsoever? I said, no. I said, Mamish, no heter. I said, Mamish, Befei Rishadin. That Kovah Meis of a regular we pass from, like, the Ramban, Dvam Shebetzina, and hey, Tash Shemit is obviously Dvam Shebetzina, and then afterwards, she does Surah Mikra at Din, I'll Shiva. So that's the way, never fell out that way. Anyway, but, so the Din is that Dvam Shebetzina are clearly, we pass in Malacha, a Noeg on Yom Tov, the Kovah Meis of a regular. There is the Machlokes Hafoskim where the Talmud Torah is considered to be a Dvarim Shebetzina or not. Can an Ovel on Chol HaMoed, the person who was Kovah Meisah Beregel, can he learn Torah on Chol HaMoed? Can he learn Torah on Yom Tov? So the answer to that question is no. A Talmud Torah is usually Dvarim Shebetzina, unless it's some kind of a public type of a learning. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have an Ovel who's in Shiva and comes to Shul on Shabbos, so you shouldn't give him an Aliyah. Why should he give him an Aliyah? He should be the guy stand to read from the Torah. That would be a violation of Avelos. You don't give an Ovel an Aliyah. But let's say they called him up for the Aliyah already. Or let's say he's the only Kohen in Shul. Tom says that they used to give Rabbi Tom Shlishi every week. So everybody knew that if you're not going to give this guy the Aliyah, so everyone's going to say, because he's an Ovel, that's why. So then the din is you do give him the Aliyah. So he's the only kind in shul. Everybody knows that if you don't call him up, it's because he's an Ovel, so you have to call him up on Shabbos. So sometimes learning Torah is Betzina. Sometimes it's for Hesia. But most of the time it's Betzina. The guy's learning in the privacy of his own house. So what's his happen? Open up his Gemara and Chol HaMoed and start to learn it. So that's the Pashas and Namo. The Pashas and Namo is that the Kovah makes him a regular, Mamish up the creek. For 2 weeks he can't learn. He can't learn for the week after Yom Tov, because that's Mamish Hilchos Avelos. And the Kovah makes him a regal, Dvam Shebetzina, no, that's the Pashtus in the Halacha. So a group of Acharonim are Mekel in that child. Some Acharonim are Mekel for a variety of reasons. So some Acharonim say that, just Ketshuva quotes the Svara, that the Isser of learning Torah, Pashas Avelos, it's not like an Isser of Avelos. It's not like the Isser of taking a shower. It's like Tashur Shamita. It's not like washing clothes. It's a different kind of an Isser. It's not that the mice of Talmud Torah is off limits. It's the Simcha Shebo of Talmud Torah that's off limits. Haraya. I was allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos. He's allowed to learn certain halachas. So it's not that he's not allowed to be involved in the mice of mitzvah Talmud Torah. He's not allowed to derive benefit and joy from the Talmud Torah. So it comes to Bishkat Shuvah and says, Kova Mesa Beregel, Lemaisa, he has to have Bosa V'ayna Yontif. He's Mechuyv Simchas Yontif. Even though he's observing Dvarim Shebetzina, he still has to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So how can you tell a guy on Yontif, be in a great mood, have Simcha V'samach, B'chayach, B'donok, Rabbi Yekimara? So it's inconceivable that a guy should fulfill Simchas Yom Tov without learning. So Bishlam of the other parts, let's say the Rechitza and the Sicha and the Tashra Shanita, those activities, so those are Maisim which are also for novels. So Nebuchadnezzar dies in novels, and novels in novels, so finish them. And he can't do those activities. So Talmud Torah is never really also for a novel. Talmud Torah is the Simcha Shivai which is problematic. So on Yom Kippur, that issue of Simcha is clearly lifted. All right, you'll be telling that also the Yayin. That's what this Chachiva quotes such as far. And others quote, they quote from the Chacham Tzvi, another interesting Kula, fascinating Kula, says the Chacham Tzvi, how could it be that the Chachamim said you can't learn Torah for a week? I told him the Varka is that. They can close a person's off from learning Torah for a week. I told him, how could the Chachamim make such a takana that an Ovel's not allowed to learn? So says the Chacham Tzvi, they never made a takana you're not allowed to learn. They just limited what you're allowed to learn. They never said you're allowed to sit both all the whole week of Avelos. They said that when, obviously, when the people are being with Nachum Avot, what are you going to do? But when you have time during Shiva, so you also have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're also in Talmud Torah. It's just that the Talmud Torah takes on a different mode. So you have to learn Ovos Avelos, and you have to learn your Miyon, and you have to learn Eicha, and you have to learn Devarim Arayim. You have to learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Gisa Yom V'Layel applies to the novel also. It's just that he's very limited in what he left Tisha B'Av. But there's also mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's just that its scope is much limited. So comes to me and says, it's only because he has the option of learning the Devarim HaRoim that the Chachamim could have closed his hands and said, you know, and said, don't learn Bava Metzia. Don't learn Bava Metzia, learn Yumiyo instead. That they have the right to do. But let's say it would have been impossible for him to learn the Devarim HaRoim. It wouldn't have been an option to learn the Devarim HaRoim. So the Chacham Tzvi said they never would have stopped him from learning regular Torah. So says the Chacham Tzvi, comes Chol HaMoed, the guy who just came back from Levi, he's got another 4 days of Chol HaMoed, he's got 2 more days of Yom Tov, that he's quote-unquote an Ovel. He's not really an Ovel, he's a limbo, he's a Bum Shabbat to command. So let's write from a curriculum. What should he be learning right now? So let's tell him, oh, he's sitting and learn Eicha right now. So says the Chacham Tzvi, you're going to tell a guy on Chol HaMoed that he's got to sit and learn Eicha, he's going to sit and cry on the Eicha. You're not going to do that. So it's a Chavitz of Simchas Yom Tov. So he's not allowed to learn Eicha. He's not allowed to learn Yom Yom. He's not allowed to learn Hochas Avelos. So the Chacham Tzvi doesn't mean that you're not allowed to learn Hochas Avelos on Chol HaMoed, but he means, let's say a guy saying a Shir Hochas Avelos, that's okay. But the Chacham Tzvi means is that if you're going to tell a guy, the only thing you're allowed to learn is go learn Kamsa by Kamsa. You're going to depress the guy and say to him, Rav Messiah off, Yav Abbas off, Chul and off, just to learn Kamsa by Kamsa and read Kitz Shukhanach Hochas Avelos. So that's very depressing. So the Chacham aren't allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So he's not allowed to learn that on Yom Tov. So says Chacham Tzvi, now this guy's back to square one. Give him something to learn. The mitzvah der ha'is of a geese of Yom V'Layel. He's got to learn something. Tell him to Yeshu Bokal for a week is out of the question. So tell him what he should learn. Tell him he should learn Yom Yom because available that he can't do. Because simply Yom Tov is stopping him from doing that. So what are you going to do? So you can't decide. So you got to go back to Bava Metzia. You got to go back to Yavamas. So says Chacham Tzvi, the guy who's playing the mace of a regal, lays Bereira. He has no choice. He has nothing else to learn. On a regular weekday of Avelos, he has other things to learn, but it's Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, he has nothing else to learn, but maybe he's allowed to learn regular Torah. So either you go to Rus, the Pesach Shuvah quotes that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov straight out is Mater, because there's no Isra of Talmud Torah, it's an Isra of Simcha Shebo, and that Simcha Shebo, the Isra of Simcha doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed, or you say like this razzle dazzle pshat al Chacham Tzvi, that is under Shechem HaPadah, what do you do? His hands are tied, so Nebuch has got to fall back on his regular Daf Yomi Bav Metziah. So no matter how you slice it, two Acharonim, both the Chacham Tzvi and the Chachuva quote, that there are two different Svaras to be Matir, to the Oval, the Kovim Eisim Arengel, to learn his regular Seder Limud. Others didn't accept this, but these two Gedolim accepted this. Well, Mike has asked me to be Machmir in this. Remember when somebody was Kovim Eisim Arengel was past Pesach, so they asked me, what are they supposed to do? They're sitting around the house with the Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, but they can't open up the Gemara, they can't open anything. I said, you get Kedai Lecham Tzvi L'smeichel Av. You rely on Lecham Tzvi's Kula to learn on Chol HaMoed when it's, even though Drum Shabbat's in Anay. It's like the famous Beis Halevi story, where the Beis Halevi was Chaim's father, Rav Shemez Alevesh, but the Rav's named after, so finally a maskil came to the Beis Halevi and started screaming at him. They said, you know, you rabbis, said all you have is chumras. We need some good coolers once in a while. So the Beis Halevi thought about it and he said, okay, I'll give you a famous 9 coolers of the Beis Halevi. So they had a few famous ones. One of the famous ones was, he said that, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to wear a bit of Tam Tzillin unless you're someone who's muchzik the chassidus, you're real, you're a shemai and everything. So otherwise you're not allowed to. So the Beis Halevi said to the maskil, if you want to be makil and wear a bit of Tam Tzillin, yeshem even though you're not such a big chassid. So that was one cooler. So the other cooler that he said was, it's like he thought about it, and he said, you know, it says in the Ramah and in the Tisha B'Av that you're not supposed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, even on Shabbos. So different. We're talking about it. So the Beis Levi says, you know, If you want to be makel to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, you have to chazal to Shabbos. Yeshami Lismach, I give you a kula. So those are the kulas, the nine of those kinds of kulas. So the way the legend goes that the maskil walked down huff and puff and says, with such kulas, who needs chumras? So I say the same thing here also, that a person wants to be, used to say that, I think the Rabbi Shabbos used to say that he should be zeichet to the same gehenim as the people who are learning Erev Tisha B'Av to chazal. That should be his biggest chayin in the world. So those who want to be makel and learn Torah and for the oval, come and make them a regular chalamay and then yantif, last day of yantif, definitely yesh ami, alismach, and this svar, the cham tzvi, and the tshuva. So even though we ended a little bit on hilchus chalamay, I think this is the end of the sugya, hilchus chalamay, so we should end on a happy note. So we, bila mavas lanetzach, so we should end on the note of simcha. You know, the last sugya was the sugya of Avel, so a little bit, but hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn all the Yimei Avel, Avel, into days of Sof of the Simcha for us.
How do you go with the in your name, an Avel that befahes you like a let's say an Avel on Shabbos always went to a Daf Yom Mishia, so he doesn't show up on Shabbos.